With diverse flora and fauna, magnificent natural landscapes, and an ecological biosphere that supports life, this wondrous planet is our earthly home. From our animal co-inhabitants to the lush rainforests and life-giving soil, we cherish all these as gifts from the Creator. It is a common theme in the world's major faiths that during our temporary stay here, we should be good stewards of Mother Earth. Throughout the years, Supreme Master Ching Hai has shared the message of leading a balanced life while following a spiritual path. Not only must we nourish our spirits, but we share the responsibility to care for nature and our fellow beings. In light of recent scientific evidences which pinpoint the raising of livestock as the number one contributor to climate change, Supreme Master Ching Hai affirms the important message she has noted for over the past two decades. We must be vegetarian, meaning an animal-free diet, and practice sustainable living. Today, we present to you part one of a four-part series titled We Have to Save the Planet at All Costs, a discussion by Supreme Master Ching Hai during a group meditation on August 8, 2009, concerning the detrimental impacts of the meat diet on human health, the environment, and ultimately, the health of our planet.
Well, dear loving Master, first of all, I want to share good news about New Jersey Center and Pennsylvania Center. We have been very active in distributing flyers in local community fairs and local events.
Yes.
Last one we went to was New Jersey Balloon Festival. Mm. Tens of thousands of people were there and we had a booth there. So many times there were so many people, they lined up just to get our flyers and alternative living shopping bag and our t-shirts that says Be Veg, Go Green, Save Our Planet.
Wow. Good.
Yes.
Good job.
Thank you.
Good job.
Thank you, Master.
Mm. And you're doing that all the time?
Yeah, we do that very often.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Very, very good.
Thank you.
Okay, anyone else? Any good news?
Yeah.
Our Shirley?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, basically, it's in relation to how the meat industry in Australia is reacting to our ads.
Yeah, how? How did they react?
Well, basically, we had an ad on television relating to how the climate change is related to cattle raising.
Yeah, yeah.
So the meat industry reacted by phoning up our contact person.
Oh, calling.
Saying that our information was false.
Oh, it is?
Now, they went and...
It's all from scientists' evidence.
Yeah.
Okay, and then?
And then they are now reacting by putting an ad on television.
Oh, next to ours.
And also a website.
Ah.
And this has been caused by the fact that we have been distributing flyers and placing ads.
I understand.
And then a Sydney journalist wrote a column saying that their information was misleading and false.
Which information? The meat industry information?
Yeah, meat, because they're saying that their meat has got vitamins, B plus and all this. And basically she wrote this column. And then there's a website you can go to which you can write to her and build up more momentum.
Oh, wonderful.
And this has happened.
God bless her.
And also in Australia as well, the pork industry is trying to tell people to buy meat.
Not to stop eating in pork.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because a farm over there has been affected by human to pig transmission.
Yes.
And they're worried as well.
Of course.
And
they're worried that people don't buy meat anymore. They're worried.
Yeah.
It's the natural cause. Not even I did anything.
And even at work where I was, I asked two 80-year-old youths simple question. I said to him, if you were 100% sure that the only way to save the world was to go vegetarian,
yes,
they would say yes, straight away without even thinking.
Oh, wow.
The fact that peer pressure puts pressure on them, because one of them loves animals.
Oh.
But the peer pressure when he goes out,
that's it?
Is so great.
Wow.
But they all listen to what I say, and my sister, she now doesn't eat meat anymore, even though she does eat fish.
Oh.
But eventually I'll send her, because she's a nurse and he's a doctor. And I'm sending her the DVD, A Delicate Balance, because it comes from a medical point of view.
Yes.
And hopefully that will affect her to keep that up as well.
Yeah. Wow.
So basically that's it in a nutshell.
Good job. Good job, brother. Good job. Wow.
That's our Sydney Centre. It's not just me, Sydney, Melbourne and Brisbane.
It's a big impact now, Good impact. Good. Wow. Sydney, is it?
Sydney, yeah.
Wow. Sydney is the capital of commerce and you know, important culture and everything. Mm. Even sport.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes. Many people don't know where Canberra is, but they do know where Sydney is.
Well, the only reason Canberra is the capital, I'd say, is because the government has got its lodge down there.
Yes, yeah, too late. They don't want to change, that's what.
Mm.
Yeah, I know. All right. Very good. Good job. Very good job. Make my day. Thank you. Thank you ever so much. I'm grateful for all your small and big effort to save the planet. Actually, I still love this planet. It's beautiful. Hmm? Yes? Up to now, the scientists have not found any planet better than ours. No? Have they? No, with all the billions and billions of dollars pouring into space travel project, we haven't found anything in the near of this beauty. So we have to save it at all cost. We save it all. We have to do anything we can to save it. Yes? For later, if we have found another planet, they'll come here for tourism and we cash in. I'm just joking, but we save it for the children, huh? Mm. You and I both are old people already, huh? Like, we retired soon, huh? Sometimes I think, oh, I better retire. I don't know, but I still have to work. Wonderful, wonderful. Please convey my gratitude. Hmm? And that journalist, whoever she is, oh, please send her some love for me. Send her some books or something, some gift, okay? Chocolates. It won't hurt, yeah. And, this is wonderful. Sometimes we have protector from nowhere like that. It's not even from us. I don't think you guys write any article or anything at all. Why don't you write an article also? All of you can be journalists. Write some freelance stuff. Report something on your local newspapers or national newspapers. And the best is that maybe they print it. You stated that it's free of charge, free information. And you give all the websites to support your writing, to let the editors of that newspapers know that it is real fact. You see, they do know it. Why don't you write? All of you, try your talent. When you were in school, the teacher told you to write how to do it. Now you can use it. Hmm? Do it. Yeah. Write something. From the beginning, don't write such a big sea of words. Just a short article. Make it simple, factual, and interesting. Hmm? Condensed. And don't be disappointed if they cut a lot of it. Hmm? That's the job of the editor. But don't worry, just try, okay, guys? All of you out there? I'm sure many of you have writing talent. Why don't you just write to the newspapers? Yeah, and let them know the fact. Okay? And it's free of charge. Tell them it's free. You don't want any money. It's just a concerned citizen stuff. And you give all the website, including our website, if you want it. Yes? If not, any website. And your website, of course. Huh? Okay? Yeah, we're doing something, aren't we? Yeah. First, you know, open restaurant and delivering lunch boxes in your corners. Yes. And giving flyers, giving seminars in your areas, advertise on the newspapers. And now you're writing. Wow. What a job is leading to, huh? Who knows, you might be president next. Change everything. I'm so happy that you are going strongly with the trend of saving the planet. Yes, we have to do. We don't have time. Today, I was interviewed by one of the journalists in England. Huh? He asked me, oh, the whole country go vegan is such a big goal. Can you maybe tell us, set more realistic goal? Bargaining, yes, of course. I say, I would have loved to. I wish I could, but I can't. First, I have to tell the truth. Second, we don't have time. Third, it's high time that we behave like benevolent, noble, protective beings, befitting the manner of the children of God. It's high time. It's 21st century, 2,000 plus years after Buddha, 2,000 plus years after Christ. And we're still killing each other and killing the small, weak and innocent animals to eat. My God, how civilized can that be? We should really feel not proud of ourselves. I'm diplomatic. I should say we should feel ashamed of ourselves, truly. Because we have capability, we have intelligence, yes? And we have been taught by noble masters, such as Buddha, Christ, Muhammad, Guru Nanak, Jain master, Baha'i, so on and so forth, Krishna, whoever, you name it, to be noble, to be benevolent, to be compassionate, to be at peace with one another. We have been taught all these centuries. And all we think of is how to find a way, make a system, invent something just to kill that little chicken, to make more profit, more meat, or very docile cows or little pigs. This is really a shameful activities and trend of thinking. We should never we should never degrade ourselves, thus, I think. And I'm sure if anyone with intelligence and logical mind can see my point, no? 21st century, after so many noble teaching, still killing each other in the name of whatever. I said, killing is never right. Yes. I have told the journalists, I wish I could say otherwise. That would make me even more popular. You know, I told him, meat is one of the most powerful industry in every country. If I have not forbid you to eat meat, I would have had more disciples. Easy. Everybody come in, just kowtow, and that's it. Jinghaiism. And I would amass all kind of fortune, fame, whatever. But I never go in that direction. Not at the cost of my life, even. We can't.
European Parliament supports reducing meat to lower greenhouse gases.
Roll call vote. Vote is now open.
Reduce your meat consumption or stop eating meat totally.
During discussions on greenhouse gas reduction goals, the Climate Committee of the European Parliament officially recognized livestock's contribution to global warming and recommended a reduction of subsidies to the livestock industry to curb methane.
The European Parliament has adopted its own position on climate change as an institution. And as a vice president, one of the proposals I've made is in line with your own, which is that we should eat far less meat, because that's one of the major sources of greenhouse gases.
please eat less meat and let's make taxes on meat. That's definitely one of the issues we're talking about. I'd like to tell people what the cost is of eating meat for the environment worldwide.
My name is Jens Holm. I'm a member of the European Parliament. Please, be veg, go green, save the planet.
We thank you for your presence for today's Between Master and Disciples. Tune in next Friday for part two of Supreme Master Qinghai's discussion titled, We Have to Save the Planet at All Costs. Animal World, Our Co-Inhabitants, is up next, right after Noteworthy News, here on Supreme Master Television. May the providence guide us in wisdom and love.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD